President Erdogan of Turkey has promised a relentless fight against terrorism after a car bomb killed at least 34 people in the center of Ankara. It's the third such attack in the capital in recent months. Mr. Erdogan said terror groups were targeting civilians because they were losing the battle against the Turkish security forces. Mark Lowen is our correspondent in Turkey.
The blast tore through the heart of the Turkish capital. A car packed with explosives had been detonated close to a busy transport hub. It comes just 2 days after the US Embassy in Ankara warned of a possible terror attack. No group has yet said it was behind this blast, but government sources are pointing to the Kurdish guerrillas, the PKK, or an offshoot. As Turkey has joined the coalition against IS, this once stable corner of the Middle East now faces twin threats. Tonight in Turkey, there is grief, but also fear, about when this wave of attacks might end.
The president of Ivory Coast, Alassane Ouattara, says 14 civilians and 2 soldiers have been killed in a gun attack at a beach resort near Abidjan. Speaking at the scene, he said 6 attackers also died. Images on social media have shown bodies lying in blood. Here's our Africa security correspondent, Tommy Aladipo.
The Ivorian government recently beefed up security along its northern borders with Mali and Burkina Faso to keep out Islamist militants. But that was not enough to prevent Sunday's killings. The attack was in the Grand Bassam, all the way in the south on the Atlantic coast. This means the militants might have already blended in the environment. Al-Qaeda in the Maghreb says it carried out the attack, just like it did in 2 deadly sieges on hotels in the capitals of Mali and Burkina Faso a few months ago.
Partial results in German regional elections suggest an anti-immigration party has made a breakthrough due to rising discontent with Chancellor Merkel's refugee policy. More than 1 million asylum seekers arrived in Germany last year. The Alternative for Germany right-wing party, the AfD, has captured seats in 3 regional parliaments. Its leader said Mrs. Merkel's catastrophic policies on refugees had opened people's eyes. Huge crowds have taken part in protests across Brazil to demand the resignation of President Dilma Rousseff. The opposition blames President Rousseff for Brazil's deep recession, as well as the corruption scandal engulfing the state oil firm Petrobras. In Sao Paulo alone, police said well over 1 million people were on the streets. Charles Putz explained why he was demonstrating.
Our country's worst problem is corruption, and this here is a demonstration that the population cannot bear any more corruption. We believe justice must be done. No one is beyond the law. Everything must be taken forward, and everyone must be judged and punished accordingly.
World News from the BBC. The Constitutional Court in the West African state of Benin has confirmed that there will be a presidential runoff vote next weekend between the Prime Minister, Lionel Zinsou, and a businessman, Patrice Talon. Despite an initial delay, the election is being praised as a model of democratic practice. The outgoing president, Thomas Boni Yayi, stepped down after the maximum 2 5-year terms. Tens of thousands of Islamists in Pakistan have held a rally in Karachi to protest at the execution last month of a bodyguard who killed a provincial governor 5 years ago. The head of the Jamaat-e-Islami party, Naeem Ur-Rehman, described the execution of Mumtaz Kadri as judicial murder. Mr. Kadri shot the governor of Punjab province because he backed the liberalization of Pakistan's strict blasphemy law. Mr. Rehman said Mr. Kadri's death would not silence the Islamists.
We're out here because a small liberal lobby at the behest of America and the West, along with our rulers, wants to put an end to Islamic laws in Pakistan. They want to finish Islam, and they want to make this country secular and liberal. We will not let this happen at any cost.
The Egyptian justice minister has been fired over comments that was criticized as blasphemous. Ahmed Al-Zend has said in a television interview, when asked whether he would imprison journalists, that he would kill a prophet if he broke the law. Mr. Al-Zend apologized for the comments immediately after he made them on Friday and issued a fuller apology the following day. A Palestinian teacher has won a prestigious education award worth $1 million, described as the Nobel Prize for her profession. The Vaghi Foundation Global Teacher Prize, which is now in its 2nd year, was awarded in Dubai to Hanan Al-Khub, who works at a school in Al-Bira near Ramallah on the occupied West Bank. She has developed a unique approach to teaching, which uses cooperative play to counter violent behaviour. BBC News.